For WNCW, I'm Pam Bunch. Inspired innovation, what Asheville's all about. That's the name of the upcoming Leadership Asheville Buzz 2012 Breakfast Series. To find out what the series is all about, I spoke recently with Barbara Brill, Executive Director of Leadership Asheville, and Jan Getz, Buzz Committee Chair. Bro began by explaining the purpose of Leadership Asheville.
Well, Leadership Asheville is a 30-year-old, this year, community leadership development program. And the program is a 9-month program, which runs from September through May, and it meets once a month. And it involves about 40 to 42 adults from the nonprofit and private sector and government and education, generally in middle to upper level management positions. Also, there's many times entrepreneurs that are part of the program. And the idea is to, and part of the mission statement is to develop, connect, and mobilize citizens so they learn more about their community, they learn about personal leadership skills, community issues. So when they graduate, they have a strong sense of the history of the community, what kind of the issues the community is facing, and where they can now volunteer their time based on their interests to help make the community stronger.
It sounds like Leadership Rutherford, and I assume there are similar programs across the country. It just seems like a wonderful networking opportunity and a learning experience for anyone who is interested in what happens in their community. Jan, could you talk about this series of breakfasts that will begin soon?
Well, we're very excited. It's a series of 3 breakfasts we're calling Inspired Innovation, What Asheville's All About. And my committee got together, I think back in February, and we thought, well, it's summer, and when people think about Asheville, what do they think about in terms of innovation? And 3 things seemed to pop out at us immediately, and that was the outdoors, beer, and food. So we decided that would be a 3 fun topics to explore, so we're going to devote 1 breakfast to each of those topics.
I like that.
They're also, coincidentally, 3 of the fastest growing, business sectors, if you will, with all the press that Asheville's had about, with new breweries moving in here to the area that we're very excited about, the food to table, or farm to table, is certainly very big.
Yeah.
There's, probably more restaurants in Asheville than anywhere else in per capita in the U.S. And the outdoor adventure, is a huge part of Western North Carolina. So
it's very good because you can eat all that food and drink all that beer.
And then go work it off.
And then go work it off.
And contributing to the economic development of the area.
What is the Buzz Committee, Jan?
The Buzz Committee is the committee putting together the breakfast. We have a couple, actually 3 Leadership Asheville team members, which has really been fantastic. We have Lou Blyweiss from the airport. And we have Joe Fishley from WLOS and Holly Stiles from Disability Rights North Carolina, and then myself.
So will you have a speaker on each of the 3 topics for the breakfasts?
We have either 3 or 4 panelists for each of the breakfasts, along with a very qualified, knowledgeable moderator. And they're obviously different people for each group because of the topics.
The breakfasts last an hour, and the public is invited. Again, Jan Getz.
So we encourage the public to attend. And one of the other great benefits is, the fact that you have the either founders, co-founders, or, long-term leaders in all these different companies who are presenting. So, having the chance to meet them face-to-face and network with them is also a great business opportunity.
Now, these breakfasts are about innovation, and really, Asheville is known for innovation. In fact, in the dictionary next to the word innovation is Asheville, North Carolina. How much more innovative can it be? Again, Barbara Brill.
I think as important to the topic is the fact that it's all based on innovation, and so we hopefully will hear from these folks about how their companies integrate innovative thinking into their everyday work life and into their culture. and find out how these various products and companies came to be as a result of innovation and how they continue to innovate to stay leaders in their respective areas.
Absolutely. That's what the area, the kind of entrepreneurial spirit and innovative thinking that you mentioned that attracts people, similar people, like-minded to this area. And that's why, we're very excited about this topic, for this summer. Who knows where we can take that in the future, but we certainly always try and be innovative in our Leadership Asheville program and innovative in launching other potential programs.
Where are the breakfasts going to be?
They're going to be held at the Renaissance Hotel, downtown Asheville. Wonderful, because they have free parking and lots of available parking, so that makes it really convenient for people.
You say it's open to the public, but of necessity, the space has to be limited, so it's first come, first served. And the dates of the breakfasts?
The first one is June 19th. They're all on Tuesdays. Second one is July 17th, and the third one is August 21st.
And in what order will they be done?
The first one is the Great Outdoors. The second one is the beer, which we're calling Beer, Barrels, and Bottles, Asheville's Liquid Assets. And the third one is Fabulous Foodtopia.
The time that they begin?
They begin at 7:30 with registration, and there'll be a hot buffet breakfast included in the ticket price, which makes it really affordable. Support for this event is through consulting company, one of our friends, Giant Leap Consulting.
Chief Encouragement Officer, which we just love.
Who is the chief?
Bill Treasure, who is also the board chair for Leadership Asheville and a Leadership Asheville graduate.
For anyone who is interested in finding out more about the Buzz Summer Breakfast Series with Leadership Asheville or about Leadership Asheville itself, go to leadershipasheville.org. My thanks to Barbara Brill, Executive Director of Leadership Asheville, and Jan Getz, Committee Chair of the Buzz Summer Breakfast Series. For WNCW, I'm Pam Bunch.